Good evening from Plano, Texas, Word of Life Ministries in Plano. Collin County, been here since 1963. God sent me here. Hallelujah. He sent me to you. And don't forget that. Don't forget that. I want to say hello to Jezebel and to the false prophet. You're going to hell. Both will go to hell. Where? The fire is not quenched, and the worm died not. Amen. I want to announce that we are going to drill, or have drilled, in Zimbabwe, 3 water wells. In 1980 or so, I was contacted by James Robinson Ministries and asked if I'd like to buy or sponsor or buy or something the drilling of water well in Zimbabwe. I prayed about it. I thought, why not? I mean, God. I'd been to Africa in 1985. I'd ministered to Africa a lot in the late 80s and the 90s. And why not? Why would I not want to pay for a water well to be drilled for the African people? And these two happen to be in Mozambique. And I purchased them, one for the ministry, one for my own self. Amen. Today it came into my heart that I should look into a water well for Harare. And I found out that that Steady needed a well in his community. I said, find out what it costs and start drilling. Then I also sent him a message. I wanted to do 2 more. Now, it's God in me that wants to do it. And the money that's been given to Water of Life Ministries by God's people, that money belongs to you, but it belongs to God. Whatever he tells me to do with it, I'm going to do it. So, Water of Life, Plano, Texas, and all the other places that have given money to this ministry, we're going to have 3 wells in around Harare, Zimbabwe, where these people can have fresh water. Oh, you know what? I'm going to recommend they call the wells, what would you say? Water of Life. Wouldn't you, Bob?
Sure, maybe.
Oh, yeah. All right, we're going to move on. Bob Carpenter is going to read for me from Colossians chapter 4. Bob, would you begin?
Verse 1. Masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing
that... Well, back up, read that again.
Masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal.
Do you think that's got anything to do with paying them?
Yeah.
Oh, so God my. Masters, give unto your servants what is just and equal. Is that right?
That's right. Amen.
Would you think that would be for the biggest corporations in America? Well, they're the masters. But I won't ask you a question, but that does have nothing to do with distribution of wealth. I know that map. Yeah. Give to the servants what's just and equal, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Is that not cool?
Amen.
Oh, my God. Have mercy on all of us. Next.
Knowing that you also have a master in heaven.
Oh, do they? I wonder if the CEOs, the chairman of the boards of corporations in America knows that they have a master in heaven. Anybody? Nah, I don't know. Don't be hungry. But I can be. It's the way God made me. Yeah. Masters, give to your servants what is just and equal. Just and equal. Amen. Knowing that you have a master in heaven. And no, this has nothing to do with distribution of wealth. You know, the people in America today that are advocating and trying to push forward distribution of wealth, that they don't want to share theirs. They want to share mine. Right?
Right?
They want you to give to them their servants who are stupid. Amen. Bob, I didn't know this is going to be such an interesting evening. Amen. Hallelujah. And let me tell you now. What is it? Affordable health care is of the devil.
Yes.
Amen.
May we move on?
Verse 2. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving.
Continue in prayer and watching the same with thanksgiving. Let's go.
Verse 3. With all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds.
Praying for me and those with me. That God would what? Open the door?
Open the door of utterance.
A door of utterance. That means speak. Amen. And what would happen?
To speak the mystery of Christ, for which I also am in bonds.
Speak the mystery of Christ, which I also am in bonds. Next.
That I may make it manifest as I ought to speak.
Oh, yes. That I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Next.
Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time.
Walk in wisdom to them that are without. Redeeming the time?
Redeeming the time.
Oh, you heard me talk the other night.
Amen.
What God said to me, He's going to turn my life back 20 years. And he did. If you don't think that my life's been turned back 20 years, too bad. I'll be here 20 years longer than you are. Amen. Amen. By the grace of God. Next. Amen.
6. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man.
Speak always with grace. Is that right?
Yes.
Seasoned with salt, that you may know how to answer
every man.
I know.
Okay.
Obama.
Amen.
Next.
All my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is a beloved brother and faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord.
Would you read that again?
All my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is a beloved brother and faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord.
It does happen. A name that's not necessarily Southwest Missouri. Would you read that again?
All my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is a beloved brother and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord.
Faithful minister and faithful servant of the Lord. Next.
Whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that he might know your estate and comfort your hearts with Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you. They shall make known unto you all things which are done here.
Onesimus was one of the Philippians. Says so. One of them, right? Amen.
Verse 10. Aristarchus.
Pardon me. Colossians. These things are running together on me. He's one of the churches from the church of Colossae. Now let's go on.
Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, saluteth you. And Marcus, sister son to Barnabas, touching whom you received commandments, if he come unto you, receive him.
Now, I want to tell you something. Would you say that again? So then when I say this, they'll get it about Marcus.
Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, saluteth you, and Marcus, sister son to Barnabas, touching whom you received commandment, if he come unto you, receive him.
You know who Marcus was? He was the son of the sister of Barnabas. And did you want to know something else? He wrote the book of Mark. His name was called John Mark. No, he was not Peter's son. He was Peter's son in the spirit. All right? We're working on it, Bob. We're answering some questions. Amen. So go ahead. Next.
Verse 11. And Jesus, which is called Justice, who are of the circumcision. These only are my fellow workers under the kingdom of God, which have been a comfort unto me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God.
Did you know these people had a man praying for them? Always, fervently.
Amen.
Well, that's what that man did, right?
That's right.
Paul had people with him that prayed. He didn't just have people with him that prayed when he prayed. Are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Do we have anybody here that believes that God wants him to pray always for someone and not just pray when I pray? Who is this?
Luke.
That's what I thought. And how's the new, is this the young one?
He's in the nursery.
Well, I didn't think that was him. I thought, that's your hand.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's see. We don't announce anything. Thank God for you. And say to you and your family. Right? Amen. Amen. You know, Bob, I'm really pleased about this chapter. It brings out some beautiful things, you know that?
Amen.
A man that would just give himself to prayer for a church, a group of people. Oh, will he be blessed? Was he blessed? Yes. You see, I pray for the world. I pray for America. I pray for everybody. Amen. I prayed for Zimbabwe for years. I prayed for Africa. I prayed for Israel. I prayed for Texas, and it needs it. I wonder what's happening in America today, tonight. I wonder what's taking place. But I will tell you this, nothing is taking place that I haven't prayed through. And those that are with me prayed with me and joined with me, and we all prayed through. But first, I was on the front line, and you're with me, Now some of you moved up, you know, and stood with me. What a blessing. What a blessing that you stood up, walked up, and stood with me in prayer. Amen. Next.
13. For I bear him record that he hath a great zeal for you and them that are in Laodicea and them in Hierapolis.
Who is that one that has a great zeal, Bob? I want to have Edgeville.
Epaphras.
Who?
Epaphras.
Oh. And who was he praying for? I don't want to mix you up, but back up. Let's see if we can put this together.
Okay.
He prayed for somebody. Well, he prayed for the church of Colossae.
Right.
Wherever he was. Is that the same person?
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
Thank you.
Epaphras.
How you spell that?
Epaphras.
You got it. He had a great zeal. Thank God for someone that has a great zeal for a church. And Epaphras had a great zeal. And he prayed fervently for the people at Colossae. Is that not beautiful? Did you know, you people that think somebody has never prayed for you, you are worse than a donkey. Had it not been someone that prayed for me, I would be nowhere. And then, not only someone on earth, but Jesus prayed for me. And when he was on the earth, and not only that, he prayed for you when he was on the earth. And not only that, but today he's making intercession for me and for you at the right hand of the Father. Or we wouldn't be anywhere. You know? You could almost be sure if Jesus is sitting there at the right hand of the Father that the Father is hearing what he's praying. Huh? If not, Jesus could say, hey, come on. Are you ladies here? Huh?
Yes.
I'm telling you, this is encouraging. You know it?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Prayer. You know what I've learned? Without prayer, nothing happens. Amen. Nothing happens. Amen. Oh, I thank God that God gave me a daughter. Kathy Jane Davidson, and she learned to pray. And she has three daughters that will pray. And they pray believing. What a blessing, you know? A great blessing for me, upon me. And then he brought me others, and they pray. And they pray for me, they pray for their family, they pray for the world. Water of Life is a house of prayer. Thank God. A house of prayer. And for the world. Next.
14. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Salute the brethren which are in Laodicea. And
Luke was a physician.
That's right.
Wrote the book of Luke.
Amen.
The man absolutely astounded me. He opened it up and he said he had perfect understanding of all things from the very beginning. I thought, that sounds like a physician. And then I repented. It also sounded like some veterinarian. That I repented. Amen. Thank God. You know what I've learned over the years? God gives you a heart. He gives you talents according to your ability. And if he doesn't, if you don't have the ability to walk in his talents, you're not going anywhere. He won't give it to you. Next.
15. Salute the brethren which are in Laodicea and Nymphis and the church which is in his house.
Amen. Go ahead.
And when this epistle is read among you, cause that...
Oh, please back up. Churches in houses are scriptural, folks. They don't have to be in great cathedrals. Next. Amen.
And when this epistle is read among you,
amen,
cause that it be read also in the church of Laodiceans, and that you likewise read the epistle from Laodicea, and say to Archippus, take heed to the minister, to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. Last verse. The salutation by the hand of me, Paul. Remember my bonds. Grace be with you. Amen.
Would you read that last verse?
The salutation by the hand of me, Paul. Remember my bonds. Grace be with you. Grace be with you. Amen.
I wonder if he wrote this. Sounds like it.
I was thinking that.
Yeah. Well, you know, he was afflicted like I am. For the church's sake, for people's salvation. He took upon himself the affliction of the people. He took upon himself the sins of the people. And he made up that which was not fulfilled in when Jesus was went to the cross and sin killed Jesus. Amen. And sin caused Paul's great affliction, and persecution, and sin of the people have caused my great affliction and persecution. No, not my sin, yours. Amen. But, you know, I'm overcoming. Thank God I'm getting on high.